This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Chris DuPont is out with a new album. The singer-songwriter lives in Ypsilanti. A year ago, he found himself struggling with depression and questioning his faith. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia talks with DuPont about his renewed outlook on life and the stories that inspired his new album.
It's been quite some time since I've been myself. Been a source of peace to you or anybody else. I'm just holding it together. I'm just holding it together for you, babe.
Chris DuPont's latest album is called Outlier. We're listening to the song Holding It Together. Tell me about this song and what inspired it.
Holding It Together was actually the song that started the process of this album. I went through a period of being very quiet and actually not being able to express what was going on in my mind or heart. And my wife kept asking me, what's going on with you? I want to know. And I had no real response. And then I usually write songs very, very slowly. And this one, I just sat down at the piano for 10 minutes and said what I've been trying to say. And it was kind of started the process of this new body of work.
You said you used to be quiet about your depression, but not so much anymore. How did that influence your songwriting?
Oh, man. You know, I think my songwriting has always been a little on the emotive and maybe more somber side, and that's not something I set out to do. I love pop music and electronic music and songs about drinking Jack and Cokes, but I'm just unable to write them. And so I wrote most of the songs on this record kind of for me. I didn't really know they would turn into an album. I was actually really nervous about how crowds would receive them because I don't want to wear people out. But it shows, it really, the text just really seemed to click with people. And so I decided to move forward with it.
And this album speaks to a lot of things that happened to you over the last year. One of those things is that you became a father. You have a son and you wrote a song for him.
Oh, man. Having a kid, little Leo, that definitely changed my outlook on a lot of things. Faith, spirituality, my own struggles. And I think knowing he was coming kind of put a sense of urgency on me speaking about these things and coping with them and sorting them out. Because there's this big fear of, here's this other human being coming into the world and I don't want to mess him up. I want to have answers for him.
But be assured, I will do my best to be the one you need.
So earlier you mentioned faith and spirituality, and those two things come up in this album. What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? Oh, I think what I'm trying to say is that it's important to have hope. I think that belief isn't really knowledge. It isn't really a sense of, I've had something proven to me and I've been talked into it. For some people, that's what faith looks like. For me, the best I can do is hope that something is true and hope that there's good in people and there's a purpose. And I think what I'm trying to say with the faith references in this record is, I think it's important to hope. It's important to let everyone kind of hope and to have hope for everybody.
Well, you recently became the music director at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Ypsilanti. What influence has that had on this album and on your songwriting?
I think faith and belief definitely influences everything that you do. Even faith background, even if you leave it, it really influences the way you think and the way you view the world. And my experience as a music director has actually been really positive. It was really redeeming of church for me. I had actually left church for a while and didn't want anything to do with it. And a friend, Adam Plumaritas, another songwriter, was a music guy at this church. And he said, bring your guitar. Just bring it. See what happens. And me and the priest, Father Bob Rogenbuck, really connected. And his beliefs and his faith were very simple and very grounded in serving the poor and serving his community. And I started to realize that I could try again. And the community that I was in was actually really, really accepting of me and of the doubt process I had to go through to come back. And I realized that I could actually do a lot of good. You know, I can do a lot of good outside those walls, but there was good stuff happening there too. And so I ended up giving it a shot again and became music director this past Easter. They gave me the position right as I was about to go on tour, which was nuts. But it's been cool. The two things can coexist. And I'm sure that it influences my music to an extent. But again, I don't really have much of an agenda with my songs. What I'm basically trying to do is tell stories and kind of encourage people to speak their truth and be well, whether that's inside a faith system or outside of it.
I'm wondering what you think about Pope Francis, because, I mean, you're a hip guy, you're a musician, you have lots of tattoos. Do you see younger people coming to your church and connecting more with this Pope?
In a big way, I really do. And I think what's cool about him is that people on every side of social issues are really identifying with him and seeing that he really means what he says. And I think he's a really good example of what a Christian is supposed to be. Is he's not trying to die on the hill of a culture war. He's really actually trying to change the world and speak up for the marginalized. And I think people in my generation can really identify with that and can really stand behind it.
Are you worried that that your faith may turn some people off?
Yes, I am afraid, mainly because I know from personal experience that people have been very much hurt by organized religion. I certainly have. And so in every friendship, relationship, conversation, I really try to be a safe place. And I try to do that on stage and off stage. And so I never really bring it up unless people ask about it. But I'm sure in some of the songs, people can identify that there's something belief-wise going on with me. But it's definitely my hope that it's a safe place and that they know I have questions just like they do.
And what song in your album do you think typifies that feeling?
Oh, man. I would say, there's actually two that kind of do both sides of the coin. There's Antiphon, which is this kind of cathartic Alleluia piece that's sort of kind of a piece about hope and making peace with and looking forward to the world being made new again.
I saw water flowing from the temple, from its right hand side. Hallelujah.
And then there's Cut the Tie, which is just a very kind of an angry song about expressing burning bridges with bridge builders, if you will. And I think those two sides of the coin coexisting on the record kind of help show that dichotomy in me.
And he told me hell is a crowded place, talking loudly with no tears on his face. Now I don't believe in grace, 'cause I cannot be one.
I've been speaking with Chris DuPont about his latest album called Outlier. His CD release show is October 2nd in Ann Arbor. For more information, you can visit his website. That's chrisdupontmusic.com. Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Between my head.